So yeah, trailer's up. Teaser's up.
Teaser's up, trailer's up. We're moving full steam ahead to Christmas in July.
Christmas in July, spending Independence Day with Saint Nick.
Hey.
Not the Saint Nick that you see on Coca-Cola bottle.
No, no, not the Saint Nick you're expecting to see. Looking forward to it.
Oh, welcome to the Big Damn Podcast. Our monthly peek behind the scenes are independent. Film and distribution and production company, Big Damn Films. I'm Michael Jane. Michael Jane.
Michael Jane. Still. Your name right.
And with me, as always, is the man in the other chair, Logan Lister.
Hey, we got a lot going on and looking forward to filling you in on what we've been up to in the last month. God, it's been a month already. It is. It's like the end of April.
It's the end of April. I mean, it's crazy like we went from like every time we have stuff to talk about, gotta move it. Like, gotta move. And now, officially, starting April 27th, depending on when you hear this, we will, or see it, because there's the video component.
Yep.
Our first release with Darkstone Entertainment will be in pre-orders, April 27th through July 4th.
Yeah, long awaited, finally here, The Fright Before Christmas.
I've watched this movie too many times, though.
Yeah.
It's good. I don't say that in like it's a bad sort of way. I know like my, but like it is completely a Darkstone flick.
It's what I've loved as we've started to kind of see more of Johnny's catalog and understand, you know, the kind of things they do. It's not really the risks, but it's the different types of stories that it tells within an overarching story. Really, the format of it is really what I've been enjoying about his catalog and about these types of films, and that it makes you think, and it leaves you with wanting a little bit more of just that little piece that was in there, and maybe something like that will come kind of down the road.
Well, it's also interesting to me because like John and I are filmmakers, and we've known each other for a long time, and I'm watching this movie going, I would be making different choices, and not because his choices are bad, but just like I like the Hitchcock methodology of like show just enough and let people think, like make it happen off screen, because what's going to be off screen is going to be worse in somebody's head than what you show.
Yeah.
And John is the polar opposite. John is like, put it all on screen, get it all on there, capture every moment. And I'm also excited because like this is the first of probably five we're doing this year.
Yeah. Could be.
And it's crazy. It's awesome. It's crazy.
It's nice to get it off the ground. I mean, we've been percolating for quite a while. We've been preparing for quite a while.
Fucking statement.
What's that?
He just said that's a generous fucking statement. We've been percolating.
Hey, you know, I mean, look, though you could look at it as, you know, we've been, you know, preparing for 15 months or preparing for 10 years. I mean, look.
Technically. If you want to get serious, we've been preparing for 15 years.
Yeah.
April. This is the first month of filming for Broncos for
15 years ago.
15 years ago. Oh. I was reminded of that on Saturday at your son's birthday. His 10th birthday.
His 10th birthday, yes. And all of the close friends that were there, we all met 15 years ago on set.
The Bronco babies.
Bronco babies, yeah. He was the second, I think, right? Second, yeah. So, yeah, he was the second Bronco baby of, what do we determine? I think five marriages and almost 10 kids out of that one movie.
Well, hey, let's not forget the two divorces.
Well, there's that too, yeah.
The umpteenth relationships that began and ended.
Yeah, there were plenty of those too. It was... It was, you know, just like Hollywood. Yeah.
On that note, April is going to be the Punch Drunk episode.
I think that's
what we're going to call it. Big Damn Punch Drunk episode.
That's fine. And not even drinking, just, you know, you stare at a computer since 8:30 in the morning, and then for those of you playing at home, it's technically 10:15 p.m. It just fries your brain, and you're just going to have to come along for the ride with us.
And I would like to state, for the first time in Big Damn Podcast history, we are actually going to record and release at the end of the same month rather than rolling into the beginning of the next week.
Yeah. Yeah. April helped us out by having its last full week still be on the 24th so that we have time to finish everything. Yeah.
Not just releasing Darkstone pre-sales or pre-orders on the 27th, but we're able to do that, Logan, because our online shop is open.
It is. It is open. It is available to go and purchase. My items are on order. Your items are on you in some cases. And
my items are on me. Big Damn Store is open. Big Damn Patreon is live. There is things happening in the month of April.
Yeah.
Which means it's crazy. It's weird. And I say this in all honesty, like, I still have a lot of anxiety about, like, relaunching this. Like, there's a lot of still stuff I'm working through in therapy about how things ended.
Mm-hmm.
But to actually be on the other side of starting to actually have stuff that's out now.
Yeah.
Feels good.
It does feel good. It's good to see it available in the world. I'm fine with the slow burn. Through the pandemic, I spent, 4 years talking to a small audience about film and TV because, you know what, it was the only way I got social contact in some areas. And you know what? That was great, too. Like, you got to put it out there. I mean, that's what it really comes down to, is if it's not out there, nobody can ever find it. So we've got it out there. We're getting April ramped up. We're leading into hopefully another couple productive months, getting ready for some of the next Darkstone flicks we're going to be releasing, as well as one of our own. You know, it's we're moving full steam ahead, and that's fine.
Yeah. The other nice thing is that for those playing at home, Fright Before Christmas is streaming on Amazon.
It is. I believe I own it on Amazon already, actually.
But it should be in Prime Free Video soon, too.
Ah, awesome.
And then hopefully in the next, what is it now, 60 days left, we should have a couple more notices, a couple more outlets. So Big Damn Films, officially back in the distribution game and streaming.
Feels that good to be here.
That leaves us with our own shit. So ZCon.
Yeah. Where are we at with ZCon?
Well, I have compiled a solid 60% of the 50% of the movie that we shot. So I'm a little bit more put together.
Okay.
We got a solid, like, if we use everything, solid 35 minutes to 40 minutes worth of footage.
Nice.
We don't have to use everything because a lot of it is like insert shots meant to kind of transition between things. But at the very least, like, we've got 20 minutes worth of solid behind, like, not behind the scenes, geez, solid flashback content.
Awesome.
It is the 24th. I've given myself till the 28th to kind of lock all of that stuff together.
Okay.
And then since I already have the outline, I know which scenes we're going to use. I'll pull those from the old ZCon script. I'll plop that into the ZCon Coda script. And then wrap around it so all the stuff looks like it actually flows together.
Beautiful.
I checked out a farm that was just happened to be like where a birthday party was.
Okay.
And I want to look at two more. Like, this was, I did not ask them if, like, well, hey, could we use it?
But
it's one of those locations I'm like, hey, I could see us doing it here. And I know the people that are running the farm. So if we put together a nice plan, we might be able to get it. But I also know that majority of the people that would want to be extras, a lot of the people that would be bringing on the team live in Maryland or the DC Maryland area.
Ah, okay.
So I want to try to, because this would be like Cape May, New Jersey.
Which isn't, I mean, it's still only a couple hours. Like, it's not terrible, but you do want to be closer to where the larger concentration of your people are going to be.
Yeah, I mean, for three reasons. One, I want people who are, like, look, when we filmed in Browncoats, we were in Ocean City, Maryland, which was like, it could be considered a vacation for a lot of people. Like,
oh, yeah.
Come film and then go to the boardwalk.
Yep.
Going down to Cape May, it's Cape May. Like, it's not like you'd have to still drive a half hour north to go to Ocean City, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And I'd rather be closer to where the bulk of our people are going to be. So mm-hmm. if they can only come for a weekend, they come for a weekend.
Yeah, come for a weekend, come for a day, just make it easy.
So I want to look at Fort Ritchie in Frederick.
Yes.
There is a hunting ranch near Berlin, Maryland, where we filmed Browncoats that
okay.
might be available.
Okay.
We'll see. I think that'll be our May conversation.
Good, good.
Looking at the perks that we have to fulfill mm-hmm. and looking at companies to try to find them. Yeah, I think I know who we'll use for t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I know who we're using for the other non-t-shirt material based on the experience that we're having with the coffee mug.
Well, yeah, that's possible.
So for those listening along, we've been using the Big Damn Films products to test our print-on-demand. That's the phrase that I'm looking for.
Print-on-demand.
So we're using Printful as our online store, which means you don't have to wait for us. We get an order. They take care of it. They ship it out.
Uh-huh.
So we've been using them to test, like, what items can we kind of put through the store. So all the stuff that are on the store, like, you're going to see that I'm wearing. With the exception of the hat. I'm still unsure if we like the smaller logo.
Mm.
But we've... Now I now have four misprinted Big Damn Films mugs because they can't seem to get orange and blue right.
Yep, we'll figure it out. Although these came out fine, but the problem is they don't print on demand. Well, yes, I can't because I'm not gonna. I almost did it too. Like, you know, I was like, nah. But no, I didn't. So if you can look quick,
it's Zazzle. And I know, I'm pretty sure we've talked about this in a previous episode, but like part of the reason for going with print on demand was so we are not the bottleneck of
right.
shipping everything out.
Right.
Unfortunately, with the perks, that's the way it's going to have to be, is that we are the bottleneck. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to do not on demand stuff.
Well, it's finishing out from really an older model, you know, from the older time, kind of catching up what we had promised to put out. And
right.
That they're not necessarily products that we're going to keep on a full-time basis either. They were exclusive kind of Patreon-type things. So we need to fulfill that, and that'll just be, you know, good old packing parties and buying whatever we need that way. And then moving forward, you know, for those of you supporting Darkstone or some of the newer stuff that we'll be coming out with in the next year, it'll all be print-on-demand, and you won't have to worry about that. This is more for the legacy, if you will, kind of Kickstarter Indiegogo backers.
But it's also one of the things that you and I have talked about is over time,
uh-huh.
as the company grows,
yes,
bringing a lot of the print-on-demand stuff in-house, because as we are sharing the inner workings of a business, like the return on investment for print-on-demand is great from a time point of view,
mm-hmm.
not great on a revenue point of view.
Not as great, no.
We lose about 60%,
mm-hmm.
which is what we would probably pay per hour to have somebody like package these things.
Right. And more if you're talking about us doing it as opposed to spending the time finding projects, cultivating relationships with directors and other existing properties and things to distribute, which is the core of the business. So, yeah, it's a benefit for you as the audience to get it without our bottleneck. And then as we can scale up, yes, we can kind of bring that back in-house and be able to both capture a little bit more of that revenue and hopefully provide it in such a way that it's still not a... that we're still not a bottleneck to you in any way.
Right. Well said.
Cool.
So as we wrap up the mm-hmm. April episode, I'm super excited because one, hearing the riff tracks for Rifters.
Oh, yeah. That is coming along nicely.
And knowing all that is just Justin Timpain's beautiful work to finish the score and how quickly he is rocking through that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I think we might have to move into making vinyl.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And like I know I've already told you, and which is fun because I'm actually in a position where I can ask for a special feature on a DVD and make it happen, is I want to see the behind the scenes of how the composer scores it and how he does what he does. Because the snippets that I've heard so far have been just so mind-blowing and done on, you know, knowing the schedule he's working on and how little time he's spent with it and the kind of product he's produced. I want to know how he's done it. And then we can put it as a special feature and everybody can kind of see a little bit of that magic. So I'm really excited about this.
Well, in all honesty, I want to see him score more projects that we do. That'll wrap up the April episode of the Big Damn Podcast. I'll find a place to put our outro theme in.
Cool.
That was beautifully done by DJ Zafer. And we want to thank him for continuously supporting the project with music. Logan, anything you want to say before we go?
You know, the usuals. Like, share, subscribe. Coming along for the ride with us, and look forward next month to more behind-the-scenes goodness.
Okay. And as always, thanks for joining us, and until next time, keep telling your big damn stories.